From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush and Senator Kerry are sprinting through battleground states today in one last push for votes. And while the candidates kept their messages relatively positive today, this campaign will go down as one of the longest, costliest, and most polarized in history. NPR's Mara Liasson has a look back at some of the campaign's key moments.
In the closing days, the presidential campaign of 2004 sometimes seems like a big blur of wolves, ostriches, swift boats, flip-flops, missing ammo, and Osama bin Laden. But in this intensely, closely fought race, there were moments that stood out. Remember this one?
And we go to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan, and then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House! Yeah!
Howard Dean's scream back in January came to symbolize his imploding candidacy. But to Bill Carrick, at the time Dick Gephardt's chief strategist, the Dean campaign, more than any other, blazed a trail for the presidential race.
It was very tough and aggressive and very anti-Bush. And in some ways, that set the tone for the primary.
Traditionally, when Democrats form a firing squad, they get in a circle. But not this year.
Democrats were more united, more aggressive, and better financed than anybody ever imagined they would be. And most of the time in the primary nomination contest and most of the money was spent attacking Bush and not other Democrats. And I think that in some ways, all of that caught the Bush people by surprise.
John Kerry came out of the Democratic primaries as a strong challenger to President Bush.
I'm John Kerry, and I'm reporting for duty.
Kerry's salute at the Democratic convention in Boston delivered the message. He was a decorated veteran who had and would defend his country. But his overriding focus on Vietnam made Kerry more vulnerable to this.
John Kerry is no war hero.
He betrayed all his shipmates. He lied before the Senate. John Kerry.
The anti-Kerry swift boat Veterans for Truth blunted whatever bump Kerry might have received from his convention, and they helped George Bush establish a small lead that held through the summer. Bill Carrick says the ads developed a life of their own at a time when not much else was going on.
And there were not a lot of bucks put behind the swift boat ads, the early ones, but they certainly filled up a news vacuum in August. And between the two, the Democratic convention and the Republican convention, there was this space, and swift boats filled that vacuum.
The Republican convention in New York City was a powerful blend of harsh anti-Kerry rhetoric and praise for the president, delivered memorably by the president's most zealous Democratic convert, Georgia Senator Zell Miller.
George W. Bush wants to grab terrorists by the throat and not let them go to get a better grip. For John Kerry, they get a yes, no, maybe bowl of mush that can only encourage our enemies and confuse our friends.
And from the president himself at the convention, an unapologetic defense of everything his detractors didn't like.
Some folks look at me and see a certain swagger, which in Texas is called walking.
For Republican strategist Mike Murphy, the GOP convention was the party's best moment.
This year, I think a lot of the Bush campaign strategy has been to raise Kerry's unfavorable rating. And I think the convention was kind of an oasis where there was some of that, but there was a lot of talking about why people ought to be for the president. And I remember the polling right afterward, we got the biggest bump we've had in a year.
George W. Bush held on to that bump until September, when he debated John Kerry.
Jim, the president just said something extraordinarily revealing and frankly, very important in this debate.
The Republicans had insisted on strict two-minute time limits, hoping the tight format would trip up the often long-winded Kerry. But the time limits forced Kerry to be concise.
In answer to your question about Iraq and sending people into Iraq, he just said, the enemy attacked us. Saddam Hussein didn't attack us. Osama bin Laden attacked us. Al-Qaeda attacked us.
President Bush, on the other hand, appeared annoyed and irritated.
First, listen, of course I know Osama bin Laden attacked us. I know that.
For Republican Murphy, that was the low point.
I remember that first debate and the kind of the fear that went through the entire Republican apparatus in a minute that what we'd been most worried about, which was a bad debate, had indeed happened. And that would bring Kerry right back into the race after a tough 2 weeks Kerry had after our convention.
After the debate, the race was back to a virtual dead heat, and that's where it stayed ever since. Even the October surprise of a new Osama bin Laden tape hasn't changed that. Mara Liasson, NPR News.